Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Haveri Ghani, Jumbo. Welcome to the Stars Love Show. I am Cynthia Williams, the Stars Love Jahi, and I am so grateful, thankful, excited, elated, humbled to be able to be before you right now on Saturday afternoon on July 15, 2017 on the Jasari's Love Show. And Jasari means audacious, bold, bold love and audacious love. And that's what I am all about. I am so thankful to everyone that's listening today. My listening audience, I want to take the time to thank all of the listening audience who are part of the home-based business 101 platform created several years by my awesome husband, Baba Sutabu Jahi. I want to thank everyone who's ever listened, who continue to listen. I believe there are over 70,000 people who have listened at some point in time through the years. And I am grateful, I am thankful, and believe me, I am very humbled by that. And I'm thankful that the Creator put it into my husband's mind and heart to create the home-based 101 platform in which he talks to you so many times about the benefits of having a home-based business, the tax strategies so that you keep more money in your pocket, your business plans, and how to do your nonprofit for those people interested in creating socially helpful programs such as nonprofits and things of that nature. So welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome again. This is the Jasari's Love Show. And I will be going back and forth to make sure you know that this is a home-based business 101 platform. Again, thanking you, the listening audience, because without you, we do not really have anything happening. It's a two-way street. I'm sharing my experiences, my feelings, what I'm learning and developing things through the years, and you are the listening audience, and hopefully and prayerfully, you can take this information and it will have an impact on your life. Do you know why the trees wake at springtime? Why each morning is sprinkled with dew? Only God has the answer to questions like these. But here are some questions for you. Do you know that your sins are forgiven? Do you know if you're ready for heaven? If the Savior should call, have you given your all? Do you know if your heart's right with Him? Songs of freedom, songs of peace, songs of love, songs of thanksgiving and thankfulness for our Creator, whether you call Creator God, Allah, Buddha, on my show, it does not matter. It's your expression, it's your understanding. Anywhere and everywhere on the planet, there's different expressions, different understandings of what is the Creator. I call the Creator Father, Mother of Divine Creation, the Divine Oneness. This show is about peace and love. Today's topic is peace in stressful or annoying and life-changing situations. And I've added on another part because I'm going to continue with the expression of your peace as it flows from you and out into your family members, your community, and so forth, okay? So I have started in the article the statement that I put down. Boy, oh boy, there are days that it's stressful and there are annoying things that just happen in life. And then there are those life-changing situations. So I'm going to name a couple that really gets a lot of women more than anything, and that's the invasion of bugs. Yes, I am laughing because I find it so funny. I didn't find it, you know, when I was younger and I didn't understand these invasions. But now that I've gotten much older, I understand that creatures, they God's creatures, the creatures of the divine oneness, Father, Mother of creation, that these creatures are just moving about their daily life just like we do. Can you imagine what the invasion must be like at the stadium to some of the ants and other creatures and spiders that's there? Every time there's a game, they're invaded by these things called humans. The invasion of humans on the football field or on the in the stadium area. So, you know, we invade things too. Well, I remember being in New York and I had hurt my ankle. I think it was my ankle. Yeah, I had hurt my ankle roller skating, people, years ago. And it was still stiff and I was still moving slow. And as a matter of fact, I still had to have a cane and I had this gardening trip to go on. And so I was up in New York and I was on the train and there were thousands of people in the Grand Central Station, right? Oh, my God. You talk about feeling like a part of an invasion or something because you have to keep up with the group. You know, in New York, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. You just have to be able to move fast. But just to think about all the creatures that settle in the course of the night, the time when it's kind of quiet in Grand Central Station, or in Baltimore over at 10th Station, and all of a sudden, those little insects, the little creatures who had a night's sleep, it could be a mouse, I don't know. Now it's us, we're there. Well, it's the same thing. They're just moving about because before, you know, there was a stadium, there was probably forest and trees or valley. Before there was a train station there, there was forest and trees and a valley, and these little creatures were living peacefully. And things have changed. Now, if you look at it as part of a life cycle and that they are just migrating, they're migrating or they're on their journey, their normal life cycle. And it involves entering your home because your home is en route that has been a part of their DNA, a route that they've taken generation after generation, just like the Serengeti. Those of you who study Africa, you see how in the Serengeti, you know, thousands of animals, various species, your elephant, your giraffe, your wildebeest, all types of deer and buffalo and birds, they migrate up and down the direction of the Nile River. And they migrate in these different areas by the millions, really, because that is their life cycle. And being ignorant to that, we feel as though we're being stampeded, but when we're really in their way, and we have to learn how to take a deep breath, pay attention to the planet that we've, as humans, have been on for thousands of years, pay attention, and then understand we're not the only thing on the planet. You know, we feel like we're all that in a bag of chips, but really sharing the planet with so many visible and invisible living creatures, okay? So what I did today, a couple of days ago, actually, I came down to the basement to use the bathroom in the basement, and I'm visiting at my mom's house, so she has two bathrooms, one is in the basement, and there are my pants with one of those hoppy things. It's this creature with these, the big ones are kind of long with long antennas and long legs, and they jump real high. They're kind of like a cross between a grasshopper and a spider when you look at it. But really, more just creepy, okay? So anyway, and one was on the wall. So this was the male or female, I guess. I don't know. And I was able to get the small one off the wall because I was able to, I had a jar, I keep this jar in the basement because I know these creatures, I call them creepy little creatures, but actually they're just dark creatures, right, would be coming through. So I got it in a jar. I've become a master at that. But I couldn't get the second one, so I said, okay, what I'm going to do is talk to it. So every day I come into the basement, it's going to take 3 or 4 days, and I say, hey, hello, creepy. You know, sweet little God's creature, I would like to take you out peacefully in my jar so that other humans in the house don't have to squash you, right? Because they will squash them, some people anyway. But everybody's at different places in life. And I'm just at a place where everything that God creates does not have to be killed, because it is here for a reason. Now I'm not at the place where everything escapes me, but I'm not hurting butterflies, I'm not hurting any bees, I'm not hurting any, they call them yellow jackets, I guess. I love dragonflies. I don't want to get stung by any of these things, of course not. But I understand that 9 times out of 10, I'm just in their way. We're like a head-on collision, right? You know, there's no traffic signals for humans and creatures. There's nothing like, there's a red light. Can you go? All you bugs can go, and you humans just wait, or, you know, or bugs, you wait. There's a red light. You've got the red light. Let the humans go. And that's what we've got to understand. We're not on this planet by ourselves. And because of Western culture, we've been taught how to separate ourselves from everything to the point that we are afraid of creatures. We're afraid of dogs, cats, fish, birds, squirrels, and other humans who are not like us. So how do you do that? Take a deep breath. And I mean, really, right now, stop. Take a deep breath, okay? Hold it for a few counts. 1, 2, let it go. Take your shoulders up and roll them back. Take a deep breath again. And think about what I'm saying. The Creator created everything. And in the various stories told, whether you're Buddhist, Hindu, or different belief system that I'm not familiar with, maybe from one of the islands somewhere, Caribbean island, Polynesian island, Hawaii, indigenous to wherever you're from, all the different African countries and all the different native people from all Japan or China or all the Asian countries, even European countries. You have different ways of seeing these things, and there have been stories. There have been stories of the Noah's Ark, and there were what? 2 of everything. Well, we were expected to be able to live with these things. There were 2 bumblebees. There were 2 snakes. There were 2 worms. It's just, you know, I'm just saying, based on those different stories. So, with all this too, and everybody's all happy that God saved the world with these 2, how about loving some of these creatures? Because they are here, because they're supposed to be here. So we've got to learn how to love them. Now, how do you love a termite? I don't know. But anyway, some of them do get in our way, and they affect, you know, our wood and things like that. So we have to have chemical treatments done, and I am in favor of that. And I hope and pray we can have chemical treatments for the wood that does not kill off the entire population of termites, but just keep them off the wood, okay? But I'm going to tell you, you know, I remember in New Orleans, we were invaded by termites, and we were just there for a few months at that particular time, did not know anything about the type of life of the creatures that live in New Orleans. And I will inform everyone, I want you to think about this here. When you are going to visit somewhere, because I am a travel agent and I do travel, when you're going to visit places, when you are going to, even if it's a relative's house, another part of another state, or if you're just visiting, you're going to, you know, the Caribbean islands. You're going to India. You're going to any of the African countries. You're going to Pakistan, Palestine. You're going anywhere in the world. You're going to a European country. You may want to ask, you know, what type of bugs and creatures and animals do you have there that are every day to you, but may be something new for me, like a lizard. You know, you go down to New Orleans and you've got these different kind of pink little lizards. I forgot what they call them, Geico. The one like you see in the commercials, like the Geico commercial, you know. But for someone who's not used to it, it can be a little like, oh, what's that thing? Oh, what's that thing? And they're like everywhere, all over, inside people's houses. And they'll peek out, you know, and they're salamanders and things like that. So they're in people's homes, and the people who live there, they're not trying to kill them. They're used to them. They don't bother them. you know, and it's the same thing as you live in different places, you have the grasshopper invasions. And they, I think those things are annoying to the people there because they come in the millions. But it's educating ourselves so that we can have what? Yes, a goal to say peace and calmness in the situation. So here we were about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night in New Orleans, and my grandson comes running through, Grandma, Grandma, oh, my God, there's millions of bugs on the wall. Well, we need you, we need you. And my daughter is experiencing this paralysis at this time in her body. She had a horrible injury, and so she could not get out of the bed and move. She could move her arms and things, but she's got this temporary paralysis from, like, the waist down. So, you know, I run back because I know that she's scared to death of bugs on a good day, right? So I run back, and lo and behold, there are these bugs, little teeny things all over the wall where the window is. But I can't see them coming in. I'm like, how are they getting in? I don't know. But I keep seeing them, and then, well, I do kill them. Okay, because what am I going to do? I got to get rid of these bugs. My daughter can't move her fast enough, and I don't want them to keep coming in while I'm trying to move her anyway because I got to get her back in her bedroom. So I begin killing them, and then quickly I run, and I call my husband. He's away in Baltimore. I said, look, we got these bugs. And what are these? Where do you think, what kind of bugs are you? He said, I don't know. He says, call our friend Kurt, who lives in New Orleans. So I called Kurt Pedlin, wonderful guy, by the way, and he says, they are termites. Turn off all your lights and they'll go away. He said, I'm so sorry. I didn't think about telling you about that. So I ran around the house and turned off all the lights except for this outside light. So we had not been in this house very long, and I did not know of all the switches. But as I looked outside, and I could see millions of them. And finally, I figured out how to turn them out. The outside light was at the end of the yard, which was at least 30 yards away, you know, from the house. And I was able to get that done. But I remember standing there with my daughter. I had absolutely no peace at that moment. And I said, get a grip. Think about what Harriet Tubman would do. You know. And she looked at me and she said, keep running. She said, keep running. I can't run. And so we laughed. Well, she didn't laugh really at that moment. We laughed later. But she was crying and all red in the face, you know, because, you know, she could not maneuver away from an annoying, scary situation. That's what that was about. But, you know, I can laugh about it now. While we were there were these huge wood bugs. Oh, my God, that was another one. One of them got in her room again, up in the upper left-hand corner, and she had a lot of medical supplies that I had put in her room. So we all had been out for a wonderful afternoon, and she wheeled us up into a room, and then my grandson went in, and then I was coming in, but suddenly I was almost being ran over by the wheelchair. Well, she had closed the door behind herself, so here we were, like the Three Stooges. Her wheelchair is at the door. She can't open the door to get out of the room. She screams, there's a big bug there. Oh, my God. By God, please. I can't be in here with this bug. And, I mean, this bug was huge. It's like half the size of your hand. And so, yes, half the size of your hand. Seriously, half the size of your hand. And so the grandson's screaming. He's only like 4 years old, trying to get out of the room. And I had to get them to back up off the door so that I could let the two of them out of the room before they drove me insane, right? And then called my husband in, and the two of us began to take the boxes out of the room because now we got to empty the room up to find this bug because we knew that she was not going back into the room. And from time to time, we would have problems with those bugs because my neighbor had cut a tree down. And when you cut the tree down, and it's moist in New Orleans, they draw these huge bugs that look like huge cockroaches or something. They're ugly, and if you know anything about cockroaches, most women hate them, except for those of you who are scientifically inclined, who just love little all of God's little creatures. So it was really, you know, an interesting thing. But where did I get the peace in that? Because I understood. I didn't go around knocking her room apart. My husband and I took each box out carefully, looked at it, make sure the bug wasn't on it, put it out in the hall, pretty much emptied her room out until we could find this creature, and then we got rid of it, okay? And every time these different things would happen, I realized, you know, hey, I have to remain calm. It's not the end of the world. It's extremely annoying and yucky, yeah, because I, you know, some of you say that I don't like them. But, you know, you have to bring peace to the situation of chaos and confusion. And so, again, this is things that happen to everyone. You know, you're at a picnic and you get an invasion of ants. Do you knock over all the food? No, you carefully remove the food from the area and you clear that area off and you start again. And then the next time when you go out for your picnic, you may have to spray the area. I know some people hate the idea of spray, but what are we going to do, you know? So you have to spray the area, and you're only temporarily going to, you know, keep some things away. You have things that you can not kill everything, but just keep it from wanting to come into your area. So you could put up, you know, the torches. You have the torches. I can't say the name of the chemical, or the, it's actually a natural scent that goes out from these torches, and it will keep mosquitoes and things away, and you can enjoy your picnic. And I've done it all the time. So bringing peace to your everyday life. And I'm going to be pretty transparent as I share things, because the reason why I think it's important is because these are things that people go through on a daily basis. It's a little teeny thing. And that's why starting your day earlier than what you need to, you know, so a couple hours before you need to go anywhere, get dressed to go anywhere, get a shower to go anywhere, it's important. Because when I came into that bathroom and I had to deal with moving a bug and finding out where the other one was and knowing, okay, well, I'm not going to find the other one, that took time. That was an extra 15 minutes of my time, you know, and I still had things that I had to do. So you have to incorporate time in your life. And God gives us all 24 hours every day. That's how, you know, the Western Society has broken it down. So you've got 24 hours. You've got to say, okay, man, you know, I'm not allowed to come across anything today. So how can I prepare myself so that I can remain calm and know that I'm not going to be running late for anything, because I know anything can happen on any given day. And I have to allow life to live, and I have to allow life to do its thing. It's all a part of the journey. I'm looking at this one bug in the jar now, and it's this little creature. I'm going to let it out as soon as this show is over. I got in a big jar, by the way. It's about an inch big, okay? With the ant panda is about an inch long. His leg stands up about almost an inch, and the body's about an inch. This is not a little creature, but it's a lightweight creature. Very lightweight. And I don't know the name of it. I might take a picture of it. Okay, again, let me tell you who this is. Take a little commercial break. This is Cynthia Jahi of the Jasari's Love Show. And this is all about peace and love and how we transfer and keep the flow of peace and love from ourselves, within ourselves, and express it outwardly to the rest of the planet. Also, this is part of the platform created by Baba Satawi Jahi. It's been going on for several years now, from the Home-Based Business 101. And you can hear him plan to be on at 8:55 on Sunday mornings. You can already be on there. He starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this is Victoria Falk for travel. She's out of New York City. That's 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the Jasari's Love Show will be back on Friday, 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. Baba Jahi, Victoria Falk, and myself, we're all travel agents. And I have a gift for you. We have ongoing gifts, so I'm going to make sure that on this commercial break I let you know what the gift is. If you are out there traveling and you want to save on your travel, not have it cost as much, well, the biggest savings comes from your hotel stays, your condos, your resorts. Just contact me. Just text me at 252-406-0774. It's as simple as that. And you may also, and tell me, say, look, I am seriously interested in travel. Here is the website that can save you money. And this is on the retail end, okay? And that is www.my, that's M-Y, Vortex. That's what the V is in, Vary. V-O-R-T-E-X. And I'll say that again. That's almost, that's a V as in the word ferocious, you know, or velocity. V-O-R-T-E-X. 365.com/M as in movement, U as in unlimited group. M-U group, okay? G-R-O-U-P group. All right. So that's my Vortex, my www.myvortex365.com/MU group. And from there, you can begin to just scroll down. You can tap into the Facebook link, or you can, the Facebook icon, or you can fill in your email and your name, and then go ahead and click in the appropriate button if you know how to follow through on that. And it'll take you right to an online travel agency, and from there, you'll be able to see how you can save. So you can compare it to your price line and your, you know, all the other stuff that you see on that's out there, right? And if you like the price better than whatever they have out there, or Travelocity or whoever's out there, then go ahead and book with me. Hey, just book with me. If the price is better with the other people, book with them. Okay? But I'd appreciate if you book with me. And if you want to have even bigger savings, we can go places where the prices, a lot of you are going to go, yeah, right, your prices, the prices are really off the chain. If you and your family want to go to Myrtle Beach, or, you know, I'm just talking about families for the moment, you want to go to Florida, you want to stay 7 days, and there's about 10 of y'all, believe it or not, you can go there and stay for like $200, $207. Not per person, not per night. That's it. That's the rate right there. But the only way you can find this out is to give me a call. And then I can show you how this is done through our membership. Through our membership. See, there are things on this planet which you can do at a lot less cost and still stay at 4- and 5-star hotels and enjoy yourself. And, you know, I don't know why some people, you know, they call me up and they say, I want to go someplace really, really cheap. I don't want to stay at a 4- and 5-star hotel. I want to go and stay someplace for real, for real. Why would you not want to stay at a 4- and 5-star hotel when I'm telling you, you can stay at a 4- and 5-star hotel for $207 a week and 10 people can go with you, and that is the cost, period. And you get there however you want to get there. You can drive there. You can fly there, whatever. But when you get there, that's the cost of your hotel stay. And then for all inclusive, you go. Yeah, you're going to pay more for all inclusive because, of course, you got those fees for the food and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, you're staying at a condo or villa for a whole week or one of those big houses in Florida that people are renting out, $207, please, people. So I'm just saying that just to let you know, not just some of the different things. That's what the membership is. It's exclusive. The only way you get to see that is to talk to me, Cynthia Jahi, 252-406-0774. And it gives me a lot of peace to know that I can save money and I can save you money. Which brings me to my next topic, and that's Og Mandino. Og Mandino, when he wrote the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, he's talking to... this story is Hafad, and there's Aramis, who was the servant of Hafad. Hafad became the greatest salesman at that time. And he asked him, he said, what was it that I asked you to do every year? He said, my trusted comrade, in your memory of sufficient stress to recall the first command you received from me when you entered my employment many years ago. And Aramis looked at him and he said, I was enjoined by you to remove each year half the profit from our treasury and dispense it to the poor. Wow. Wow. That's why this gives me pleasure, to be able to help others. Now, I'm not saying that anybody on this line is poor, but we sure can become poor. We're losing money and spending more than what we need to on things that we could spend less for, you know? Also, one of the things that was so beautiful about this gentleman was he said, you have mastered the art of living not for yourself alone, but for others. And this concern has stamped thee above all as a man among men. Let me repeat that for a second. He said this earlier he said the other thing. He said, Here's your character, Aramis. And Aramis is a servant, okay? This is back thousands of years ago. It is your character, Aramis, that your concern should be for me instead of yourself. Have you no thought of your own future when our trade empire is disbanded? And Aramis said, we have been comrades together for many years. How can I now think only of myself? And Afar says, you have mastered the art of living not for yourself alone, but for others. And this concern has stamped thee above all as a man among men. Peace. This gentleman, Aramis, was at peace with being able to serve others. Hassad recognized the pair. And at the end of the story, he's going to reward Aramis with a huge treasure. And this treasure actually had existed probably in Aramis' life for the last 20 years of his service with Hassad. And that was that he lived in safety, he lived in beauty, he ate the best food in the world, he wore some of the best clothes, his family was taken care of, and he was responsible for taking care of others. As Hafad, you know, would always say, take half of my profit and go out and make sure that other people are taken care of. This gave these people tremendous peace and joy. The rhythm you hear in the background is my washing machine. You know, when we do these businesses, sometimes we end up in strange places. I'm in the basement right now. I've got a full house over here. everybody's talking in all the other rooms. Yeah, I could have left out, but it's Saturday, and it's busy everywhere. Okay. So I just wanted to share that one with you. And now I'm going to go on to something John DeLamine said. This is his affirmation number 46. Peace. I am a seed of supernatural greatness that God has planted on earth for a massive miracle. Write that down. I am a seed of supernatural greatness that God has planted on earth for a massive miracle. Oh, my God. A massive miracle. And one of the things can be how you express your peace. I have another one I want to share with you. It came from this beautiful prayer book. And I believe my sister may have gave me this book. She's always giving me nice books. My sister Kim Williams. And it talked about, let me show I have the right page. Page 32, yeah. The preoccupation with happiness and contentment is an ever-present theme in the modern world. We are bombarded with messages that tell us where to find peace and pleasure in a world that worships materialism and wealth. But lasting contentment is not found in material possessions. Have you found that out yet? Genuine contentment is a spiritual gift from God to those who trust in Him and follow His commandments. Where do we find contentment? If we don't find it in God, we will never find it anywhere else. But if we put our faith and trust in Him, we will be blessed with an inner peace that is beyond human understanding. When God dwells at the center of our lives, peace and contentment will belong to us just as surely as we belong to God. Those who are God's without reserve are, in every sense, content. That was by Hannah Whitlaw Smith. Rejoicing is a matter of obedience to God, an obedience that will start you on the road to peace and contentment, by Kay Arthur. We might occasionally be able to change our circumstances. Only God can change our hearts, by Beth Moore. Let your character be free from the love of money. Being content with what you have, for He Himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. By Hebrews 13:5, that's in the Bible. Dear Lord, you are my contentment and my peace. I find protection when I seek your healing hand. I discover joy when I welcome your healing spirit. Let me look to you, Lord, for the peace, the contentment that you have offered me through your gift of your Son. And those are just a few things. That's amen. On contentment, and I'm talking about that because in our whole desire for those of us who are desiring peace and have peace and want to keep peace, there are constantly commercials and we're just in a setting where 9 times out of 10 we're being raised or encouraged or bombarded with our ecosystem of TV, radio, the media, to want to have so many things, a BMW, a Mercedes-Benz, whatever. And all these things eventually going to rust out, and you know, people will slam, hit your, you know, you come outside and there's a dent in your Mercedes-Benz, and people are having a fit, you know, like, oh, my God, who did this? It's just a thing, and things happen. Maybe there was a child that got out. You know, so many people nowadays don't even really help their children out of the car, so maybe a little child got out of the car, and their children aren't thinking about your car. They just open the car door and hop out, especially if they're in their toys and us. What do you think they're going to do? Not thinking about your car. Or they're at the beach or they're at the park. So we got to kind of pull ourselves together and stop being so bent out of shape. He hit my car. Like everybody did things on purpose. So hit my car. I just saw someone driving down the road on YouTube, I think. I saw this thing. Somebody had taped it. So a passenger in one car going down the road was videotaping the traffic ahead, and a motorcyclist kicked a car. Now, what happened prior to this coming up on the person's, you know, vision, because obviously something was going on in the traffic pattern behind this person before those two, the motorcycle and the car, came into his vision or her vision where they could to videotape it. But what ended up happening was, then the car reared over and collided with a SUV and caused that to flip over, and there was somebody injured. And so, you know, I don't know what happened, that the motorcyclist and the other person's vehicle were fighting on the road. I'm talking about a highway, like 695. I'm talking about an interstate highway, okay, where you have four or five lanes of traffic. So that's why I am saying and asking you, and asking people to stop for a minute. I mean, what is that with you? Does it really make sense to kick a car if you're on a motorcycle? You can kick a car and lose your leg. Did that ever occur to that person? You're actually going to kick a moving car that's going like 60 to 70 miles per hour? There's no peace in that. You could lose a piece of your body. You could lose your life. And someone actually got injured. And the person that got injured had survived cancer, had survived a tour in, I think, World War II or something, or Vietnam or something. And here they are, all messed up because, I mean, their vehicle totally flipped over because two and three other people on the road had road rage. I need a second to get a little water in me. Give me a second, please. This is the Jasari's Love Show. Just taking a second. That's it. My throat had gotten dry, thank God, for water. Okay. So when you're driving, it is your responsibility to take a deep breath. And I know, I get it. People are going to come at you all kinds of ways, unpeaceful. But get a grip and get some peace and make sure that we do the peaceful thing. So wanted to share that with you. I have another little piece that I think I can share with you. Let me see if I can maneuver this out. Oh, it's from our Daily Bread, and it's April the 13th. And it's an experience that I've been going through because I've been going to the hospital to visit my uncles. I was in the hospital, and it's this week, and he should be out today. And the other one is in hospice care. One is my Uncle Joe Palmer. We'll keep him in prayer. One is my Uncle James Palmer. Uncle James is in hospice. And the topic for that day was, does having a friendly environment make pain more bearable? Researchers at the University of Virginia conducted a fascinating study to answer that question. They wanted to see how the brain reacts to the prospect of pain. And whether it behaves differently if a person faced the threat of pain alone, holding a stranger's hand, or holding the hand of a close friend. Researchers ran the test on dozens of pairs and found consistent results. When a person was alone or holding a stranger's hand while anticipating a shot, the regions of the brain that process danger lit up. But when holding the hand of a trusted person, the brain relaxed. The comfort of a friend's presence made the pain seem more bearable. Today's reading, Matthew 26, chapter 36 to 46 verse, God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. That's Hebrews 13:5. Jesus needed comfort as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew that he was about to face betrayal, arrest, and death. Wow. He asked his closest friends to stay and pray with him, telling them that his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow. But Peter, James, and John kept falling asleep. You know, I know that everybody on this phone at some point or another have or will face a moment when you feel like your friends or maybe family members or whoever it is have forsaken you. They're just not in your corner. I remember being at PTA meeting, and I felt like everybody in the PTA that I was helping to develop were afraid. They just weren't speaking up. They didn't have my back. They just could not open up their mouths and speak up. I mean, that's how I felt as a human being. I was like, what is wrong with my team of people? They're just not saying anything. They know what we've been through. Blah, 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 blah was going through my brain. What's wrong with them? And then a peace overcame me. And the Creator said to me, at this meeting, not only are they not going to say anything, but you're not going to say anything. It's in your best interest that you be quiet. So I put my hand down. I had it raised, like frantically wanting to be called on, like a little 3-year-old, like an 8-year-old school child, right? Like a third grader, right? I put my hand down and I allowed God to allow things to unfold the way that he saw it best to unfold. And it was kind of hard, you know, the first few seconds, like, I'm putting my hand down because I believe God is telling me to put my hand down. What is wrong with me? Am I crazy? Why am I doing this? I've got all this proof. I could speak up and I could let everybody know what really happened. And then it also hit me, they're not going to know what really happened because they're not going to hear what you have to say, Cynthia, because then if you speak while this principal, this school is speaking, there's going to be an argument. And what do people hear when there's an argument? They hear loud voices, confusion, and they're turned off, or they get real into it, wanting it to be become physical or hoping and praying the argument will escalate. But they're not hearing the subject. They're not hearing, you know, what are they arguing about? What is this truly about? The essence of the argument is always lost in confusion and chaos. So I was so happy with myself that I listened. I was obedient to God. And I heard that voice say, put your hand down. This is not the time. You're not going to be heard. Basically, that I was not going to be heard or understood. And later that night, after the meeting, I would say about 9 o'clock at night, I got a knock on the door of the culture center that my husband and I were running. And the president of the PTA for Baltimore City came and said, Ms. Shahi, I know that was very difficult for you to go through. I am thankful that you chose to say that. But he had no idea of my experience with God, right, what happened to me. He says, but as you can see, we won. We were able to prove our point. And I was happy. I was confused. I didn't know exactly how all this had happened. But I said, okay, well, you know, God, you work in mysterious ways, that's for sure. And I am so thankful. So I'm saying to you, listen when God is speaking to you. And you're going to say, you know, how do I know? If you listen, but if you're always noisy, and if you're always wanting to have to say something about something, and if you're always mean-spirited, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. God is speaking to us all the time. All the time. I know last week, week before last, I was driving, I made left turn, seeing all the traffic coming, something told me, go ahead and make that left turn. And it wasn't God, I'm telling you. I made that left turn by the skin of my teeth. And as I crossed, I just sat there, don't do that again. Okay, take out the word don't, which is the not part. So I put in my brain, drive safely, make more careful decisions. Because the truth of the matter is, I would like to be accident-free for my physical self, for my car, and for any passengers. I was driving alone, though. For any passengers without my hand. The truth of the matter is, I want to be accident-free. And how do I do that? Driving more sensibly, more carefully. So I want to share one more thing to you. And again, this is the Desaris Love Show, part of the Home-Based Business 101, and I am excited to be here with you, Cynthia Jaheen. Diana Van Zandt. Ooh, one of my favorite people, and Acts of Faith, Daily Meditations, and People of Color, and, you know, I got this book, like, back in the 80s, I believe. I should have signed it, but I don't have what year that was. I wish I did. Anyway, I have, like, all these bookmarks in this book because the truth of the matter is I get something great off of all the pages of this book, okay? And trust and believe me, if you are fortunate enough to live to be 61, 81, 71, like my mother, 90, you're going to experience something that's going to have you pick up one of these books. You know, you could be picking it up for all the joy that it gives, and then you could be picking it up for all the wisdom that it gives, and then you could be picking it up because, like, Lord, help me make it through this sea. I need a word from somebody. So here we go, July 15th. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. When you figure out what it is, you know exactly what to do. And that's by Michelle Ventura. But what did Ayanna Van Zandt have to say about this? Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if our first love could be our one and only love forever and ever? Amen. Well, surely you know by now that life is not like that. People come and go in our lives, taking a little piece of our heart with them. As difficult or painful as it may be, that is exactly what they should do. We have more than enough love to share and spare, and we should give it freely. When we love for a reason, it feels good to give love because we get what we get. When we have a seasonal love, it is a whirlwind love, preparing us for something better. And those very special people come into our lives, we can and do love them forever. Loving is not what causes our emotional damage. It is the attempt to throw people out of our hearts and minds. When we love reasonably for the season we are in, we will undoubtedly enjoy a lifetime of loving. I know why you're in my life, and I love you for that reason. Wow. Ayanna Van Zandt, man. I mean, get her book, please. I'm just reading this to encourage you. Get Acts of Faith, Daily Meditations. I don't care what year it is. Anything written by Ayanna Van Zandt. And you spell her name. It is spelled E-Y-A-N-L-A, okay? I'm sorry. I-Y-A-N-L-A. Let me say that again. That's her first name. I-Y-A-N-L-A, Van Zandt, V-A-N-Z-A-N-T. Oh, my goodness, please, V-A-N-Z-A-N-T. She's a Yoruba priestess, a cultural custodian, and a spiritual life counselor. She's a powerful orator with a mission to educate women and people of color. She's the author of Tapping the Power Within, a Path to Self-Empowerment for Black Women. Excuse me, Black Women. So, we have Agnesino today. We have daily prayer, the daily, what is it called? The daily bread, yeah. We have the book Prayers and Promises for Women, and that was a topical devotional. The authors was like a whole lot of different authors. Yeah, so I don't have a particular author. Let me get a little sip of water again. For the Jasari's Love Show to be able to talk, I got to get some water here. Hold on a second. Stop taking a sip of water. And you all know one of my theme songs, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. Well, you know, we're reclaiming it. I am love. I am what the world needs. You know, love, sweet love. We are saying that we already have love. Sweet love. I want to end with this here. A dear, dear friend of ours, my husband and I, his name is David Murphy, and he created this paper called the National Black Unity News, and some of the people who are supporting him is himself, of course, and my husband, Sitali Jahi, but also Bill Gooding and his brother, Dempsey Murphy, and Barbara Watties. And a host of other people who are all editors or in different positions with this paper. The publisher's name is David Murphy. The editor-in-chief is Bill Gooden. The editor is Dr. Barbara Watty. The manager is Walter Murphy. National sales director, Aaron Gray. National editor for books and authors, National editor for business, Betty Holland. Other national editors, cultural, is Patricia Carter. Entertainment, Kim Poole. Faith, Faith, and Religion, Teresa Mercer, Finance, Garrett Kalam, Fitness and Nutrition, Catherine Brown. Food Services, Hyrule Karmu. Multi-Level Marketing, the great Deacon Jerry Stewart. Media Services, Stephen Turner. Mental Health, Teresa Harris. Powerful Thoughts and Words, Are Killing, Lucas. Real Estate, Sonata Kamara, and Radio and TV, LaToya LaBelle. Sleep Disorders, Denise Mooring, Travel Service, Talents with the Jahi, Women Issues, Christy Johnson. A national editor is Falawi Omoja, Cultural Center, Supporters, Rennie Bass, Nalaya's Kitchen, Terrace Cafe, The Donnie Glover Show, Success Scholar, and Tight Knit Radio, other people. And I'm just saying all that to say that if you want more information, if you want to get an article, if you want to get your ad, an ad in this here, it's called the National Black Unity News. This is an international, it's a national and international, it has a platform at all levels, one for the state of Maryland, one national, and of course an international being on the internet. Contact me if you have an African-American business. If you know anyone with an African-American business, call me, Jasari's Love, Cynthia Jahi. Text me at 252-406-0774 so that we can get these people into the paper if they want to purchase an ad so that you can get, you know, seen and heard. There's enough room out here for more people. It doesn't matter to me. Get yourself seen and heard. It's okay so that people can support what it is that you're doing. And also, I want to let people know I do a couple of other things. You know, I do travel. I already gave you that information. If you're traveling, let's just be for real, for real. Come on, and let's do business together. Also, I make, do crochet. I love to crochet. And I'll put some of my things out on the internet probably in a couple of weeks. And I do it a project at a time, take my time. I need a lot of leeway in what I do because I am an artist, and so I need leeway with, you know, artistic freedom and those sorts of things. So, and I also love to work with children, just to let you know that. So if anybody out here, if you have a school and you want to have me come out to work with a classroom, I prefer small groups, of no more than 20 to 30 people. That may seem like a big group to you, but I like small groups, and I really enjoy any age group, especially my K through the sixth grade, but I do well with all age groups, to be honest with you, because I love, when I say I love children, I love children, probably because I'm a reader of Mary Poppins, you know. And I think because of reading Dr. Doolittle and Mary Poppins books and fairy tales, I've always kept that love for curiosity and what children like and love as a part of me. And probably because I had a really good childhood, I was well loved. I don't know. And I guess it's just something that God put in me, you know? God puts different things in different people at different times. And that is what makes the world go round and makes everything so very special and unique. Find that thing in you and really find it. You have to look for it. You have to search for it. You have to find some place where you can sit quietly. For me, it could be in the basement of this house at the time because I've got a lot of family up the stairs. It could be to drive somewhere in the car. It could be catching a bus somewhere, and I go to the Inner Harbor of Baltimore, and early in the morning, there's some quiet spots. And matter of fact, all day, there are some quiet spots up in Federal Hill, and sit quietly, go to a nice park, and put your blanket out, you know, and just relax, or sit on the park bench. I usually still have a blanket sitting on something. I'm always sitting on something soft. And I cover my own table. You always just crack up laughing at how I set my table. I have my little office in the park, right? Especially in Rocky Mount. And just create places of peace and tranquility for yourself. It also can be long drives. When I drive from North Carolina to Baltimore and back, I love driving by myself. I love having company, but I really love my drives by myself because I get totally, it's just this long conversation with me and the Creator. And then I pull aside and I write notes down, or I just, you know, I stop for my lunch break or the restroom break, and I stay for a few minutes and I just sit and I meditate. So my drive from Rocky Mount may be 8 hours because I'm not just driving. I'm really using that time to commune with the Divine One. So it just means so much to me. And my train ride, the same way. You know, I may talk to the person beside me. I mean, in fact, I will because I'm a business person, plus I'm a person. I crochet, I read, and then I'll go into a sleep meditation kind of a thing. I sure do. The same thing with airplane rides. So in closing, because it's getting late now, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the Jasaris Love Show. I'm going to give a shout-out to my sister Kim Williams, who listens to my show, and her business is Purpose Driven Travel. So if you want to, again, get a discount on your travel, go to www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. The digit one. Just put that little that digit, that one thing up there, that one digit, okay? All righty. And again, this is part of the Home-Based Business 101, part of Baba Jahi's platform. You can hear him at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, which is tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. And this is Victoria Falk, wonderful lady. I really enjoy her mentoring me, being so helpful. And we visited her up in New York City, place to go, travel. Her show's at 3 o'clock on Mondays. She really gets the ins and outs of travel. You can use the services of all three of ours. If you want to do something in New York, I highly suggest you contact Ms. Victoria Falk. Get on her, listen to her show, and make sure you contact her because she's a New Yorker. She loves it, and she knows so much about what you can do to enjoy, like, everything, right? Everything in New York. I am mostly Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. I can tell you so much about Baltimore that I love and enjoy. And the state of Maryland, my husband, he loves New Orleans. Yes, he was born and raised in Baltimore, but he loves New Orleans. So, you know, if you want to know about New Orleans, you know, you can contact me at 252-406-0774. And then we have a host of other friends who travel, you know, all of us travel all over the place. But I have some friends, they love the Caribbean Island, Alaskan cruises, you know. And we have Pro Travel Network that helps us out. Give us a call, 252-406-0774. Go ahead and do some traveling and bring some peace and joy of seeing the world, the beautiful places in Alaska, the waterways, the beautiful sounds and music, and the people in the Caribbean Islands and South America and African countries. And you know, explore and get out. And when you're going out to these different casinos that are owned by Native Americans, also make sure you stop in and go to their museums and get to know the people, the original people, indigenous people of this land they call America. And if you go into Japan and China, the islands in the Pacific Ocean, take the time and have respect as you travel and bring some peace with you, especially us as Americans. Please, well, I'm an African person that's been swiped and brought to America, right? I'm brought over here, my ancestors. But take the time to take peace and hope and respect of other people wherever you go. This is Cynthia Jahi, Love Your Stories, Love Show. Wonderful weekend of peace. Tender, that's love. Signing off. Take care.